Hello, this is Coach Jim Harbaugh with my esteemed colleague and co-host JT Rogan. And we're excited to announce our new podcast, Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's Podcast, that's coming to Podcast One.
Each week, we'll be talking to different members of the Harbaugh family, along with athletes, celebrities, and unique guests.
On different episodes, we'll have my dad, Jack, my brother, John, my sister, Joni, my wife, Sarah, and even my kids from time to time. We'll have great guests each week, and we'll attack each podcast with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Sounds pretty good to me. So join us each Tuesday on Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's Podcast here on Podcast One. Also, make sure to subscribe on PodcastOne.com, on the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts. And Coach, who's got it better than us?
I know the answer to that, JT. Nobody.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for telling a friend. We rely on you, right, Drewski?
Absolutely. Please tell your friend. We love it.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. This week has been my week about hubris. I want to talk about that as it pertains to the press a little bit.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ah. It's a very weird thing that we're trying to infuse young people. We're trying to imbibe this, like, you got to feel good about yourself, and you got to feel strong about yourself. And you have to this, and you have to that.
I think that's over. I think a lot of that's over.
No.
You're seeing it at the school with your kids and stuff?
Hold on a second,
Drew. I'm asking.
God damn you.
No.
Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
I'll
tell you what's going on.
I thought
because
we were getting better
not,
with that.
We may not be saying you should tell your kids. What we're doing is everyone's acting like it. You know, we're done telling everyone they're number one. Now we're just acting like everyone's number
one. Okay, got it.
For example, there is no such thing as a game on Saturday anymore. It's three games on Saturday. It is go down to Buena Park for a noon game, and then there's another game at 3, but maybe you can eat in between that. And then if you win that, you play the 5 o'clock game. And it's parents investing the entire, killing an entire weekend watching their kids run up and down a court and not score. That didn't exist when we were kids. Now, you don't have to tell your kids you're number one anymore. You just go burn a weekend watching them do next to nothing with other parents watching their kids do next to nothing. And that's just underscoring the fact that this still exists.
Yeah.
Just the fact that they schedule things this way. Just the fact that everything to do with their school is about, you know, we need to talk and the parent, the teachers would come in and discuss. And, you know, it's like it's a never ending. It's no longer said you're number one. We just build our lives around kids.
So it's not the self-esteem thing as so much as that you're so important.
Well, it's not even discussed. It's a galaxy that is built around their planet. You know,
everybody must revolve
around them. And there's no such thing as a weekend that doesn't involve them and us traveling and them and building around them. Yeah. And if you're not down with that cause, then you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
So we're living it. I liked it better when we could just say you're number one and then leave the room and shut the door. Now, we got to be there. So it's not going to help. But it's not that.
It's going to be different.
That mentality has not served anyone I know.
The excessive preoccupation with your kids, excessive focus on them, mentality.
It's not serve the kids. It doesn't serve the kids.
Where's the balance? Because we know, you know, you and I both know you've got to pay attention to the kids. You got to be involved in their education. And right, we've advocated for that. The question is, what's the sweet spot?
The sweet spot is we keep a safe environment, a non-anxiety-ridden environment or a riddled environment here for you. So you don't have to think about intruders breaking in the middle of the night. You don't have to worry about dad getting juiced up on crank and freaking out and screaming and breaking things. And, you know, the thing where you're not going to have to see law enforcement community wrestling with your dad, wrestling him down to the ground. Like, we remove
okay.
that.
So safe environment, stable environment, non-traumatic environment, and then let it be known that school is important and that your work is important, but not overly intrude into it, right?
Yeah, let it be known that this is a path and that we're going to facilitate it. But
we're concerned with it.
Yeah, but ultimately, if you want to work hard at it or not, that'll be up to you, and you'll face the consequences of it.
I remember a huge emotion around my academic performance, but very little involvement with it. You know what I mean?
A lot of discussion, but not so much action.
A lot of, you got A's, right? It's like, no, I didn't.
Got
what?
What? Did you say A's or AIDS?
A's.
I heard AIDS.
Well, if I'd gotten AIDS, maybe they would have gotten on my back. So
basically, like with the average douche who's shopping at the Whole Foods in Santa Monica does with Cecil the Lion or Mbula the Gorilla, which is a lot of talk, but not a lot of heading over there to really mop things up or do anything or cutting checks.
But you're
or
saying that's better, though, right? You're saying that's a little better.
No, I'm saying, look, a lot of talk and no action.
Anxiety around it, you know, emotion around it.
In a way. And
like zero talk, actually. Just a lot of like, of course, matter of fact, but emotion that you can feel the intensity around it.
The New World Order is sort of that people are going to find a field of expertise and go out and execute.
Right.
And that wasn't the world order when you and I were coming up.
No.
There was pretty much there's two paths.
Yeah.
There's two paths. You can go to college, or you can come join me and Ray, and we can carpet clean a Colony Kitchen.
Yeah.
In Sylmar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Which would you rather do? And that was pretty much it. There wasn't a third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah.
Or hundredth path. And now that all those other paths have opened up, it takes you take off the foot off the you're going to college accelerator a little bit and go like, well, I'd like to perform. I'd like you to make money. I'd like you to find something that, you know, sort of floats your boat.
Yeah.
What have
That's
you.
True.
But as far as, and I don't know where we even got to, but as far as the kids go, you know, it's a safe environment. You're here. You love them. And I put more of an emphasis on a joy of life. I try to put an emphasis on a...
I hear you constantly talk to your kids about joie de vivre.
That's right.
Joie de vivre.
You've heard it.
And abundanza. All those words come out of your mouth constantly whenever I'm around you and your kids.
That's what I do.
Kids.
Enjoy.
Focus on the joie de vivre.
And then I break into song. I must sing. No, I tell them my number one goal is that they think I'm happy that they're there.
Okay,
that's
good.
That is something I never got. I don't know if you ever got it. It seemed like a burden.
No, they were happy that I was there so long as I performed.
As long as you got an A?
Yeah.
Not happy if you shame them with a C?
No telling what could happen then.
Oh, you never found out.
Yeah. Well, that's how they exert their thing. Like it's some, you know, unforeseen disaster that will befall you.
Your dad's going to have to move back into the poorhouse?
Immediately.
Well, my parents were pretty even-handed. They were like, look, we're not happy about you being on the planet, but we're not happy about us being on the planet either.
To be fair, they lived in the poorhouse, so it was fine.
That's right.
It worked out just well.
That's right.
Let's take a couple calls, and then I want to talk about something else. I got some ideas.
Matthew, Nashville.
That was getting on. How's it going?
Hey, man, I'm coming out there on the 14th.
Oh.
Something like that.
I got to give you some recommendations where to stay, because we spent a lot of time out there.
Hey, Matthew, 34, Nashville, what's going on?
Well, first I just want to say thanks, fellas. First time, long time. Ace, I've been with you since the Man Great days, supporting you guys. So appreciate all that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Drew. I'm halfway through a BSN right now, and I'm about to start my clinicals as a nursing major.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious to know if you had any advice for, do male nurses face any unique challenges? It seems like just from what I've seen, it's still a predominantly female, mostly women in the field, and that's great. But, given the climate that we're in, it seems to be, you would expect it to be evening out. Just wondering if you think there's any challenges.
Hold on.
Men face for you.
I'm a big fan of Google. What's holding back the males? Who's holding them back? The females? What's going on, Drew? I've learned from Google and from watching MSNBC that if one group is behind another group, then it's the group that's ahead that's holding them down.
Right. So women are holding men down in this case.
In this case.
Because they're resentful and angry over where they're being held down by men, so they have to get back at the men here.
When it comes to writing computer script or whatever the hell it is, then that's men holding women back. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, since...
Somebody's got to hold somebody.
Unless it's split directly down the middle, 50-50.
Even then, no.
Well, if it's 50-50, I'll grant you that no one's holding anyone back. But if it's 51-49, then whatever the sex is of the 51% must be holding back.
That's just the 49%. Then we have to sort of parse out how many Asian men versus Asian women.
So women are holding back men in this field. That's what I've learned.
Good job. You've learned well. So, okay. Matthew, my humble opinion is probably never been a better time to be a nurse, and male or female. I don't think it makes a damn bit of difference. I think you will find men gravitates towards certain kinds of nursing. You know, you're going to see more in the ER and whatnot oftentimes. And you can either follow, you know, who knows what you're going to be interested in. You may end up, you know, being a nurse practitioner, or you may end up being a surgical who knows? I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do.
Yeah.
That's the great news. And there's a need for nursing now like never before. I'm hoping that nursing solves lots of the problems we have, not just with the healthcare system, but the perceptual problems people have about what medicine is. It's like they don't want to listen to physicians, so I'm hoping they will listen to nurses, because nurses are the only other people out there that have the clinical experience that doctors have. They actually see disease. Nobody else gets to see mm-hmm. disease. And I'm hoping, you know, think about it. You know, that's something you can really help with, is the, you know, helping people understand what illness is and what the medical system is and how to navigate it. Because I think nursing will have a big role in expressing that and delivering that message. Not only you'll have tons of opportunity, and it's a good career with good money. I just think it's a great time to be a nurse. So I think you'll be fine. Don't you worry. And it is equalizing a little bit. I don't know where you are in the country, but out here it's not that different.
Well, in Nashville.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I like Nurse Dude. You know why I like Nurse Dude? I like Nurse Dude. I like Female Pilot Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa, Drew, you disagreed with that. I said female, and then I said dude. But I'll tell you why.
Female Pilot Dude.
The reason I like Female Pilot Dude and Male Nurse Dude is I go, that person really wanted to be this. It's my feeling. It's not like, well, their dad got them into it or whatever it is. I feel like they wanted to do this.
To do this, right. To do
this job. I kind of feel that way with female pilots. I just go, that person wanted to do this.
Yep.
It wasn't just, well, my dad was a pilot, my brother was a pilot. No one in your family was a pilot. You wanted to do this.
Yeah.
And I feel I have a little bit of that with dude. Dude, nurse dude. Or Filipino mom. I just really had no choice but...
Or you could be a chronic disappointment like Max Zapata. He would have been the perfect nurse dude.
He would have. Yeah.
Too bad.
Steady ended up over in the pod.
Too many food breaks, though. It would hurt him.
Yeah, and all his hands would be chapped. It's all you got to scrub up after each meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's leave you raw. Hey, Drew, let me tell you about True Car. Shopping for a car, make sure you're getting a real price on actual inventory. People configure cars online only to find out they're not available. What? No, man. True Car. Real pricing on actual inventory. Not pricing offered by True Car, but pricing from an actual True Car certified dealer. Over 3 million cars sold by over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. So you're going new, you're going used, you got to go True. True Car users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car. See what other people are paying and enjoy a more confident buying experience. Why wouldn't you? Our own Chris Maxipata used True Car. Got himself a Toyota there. Prius, 200 miles on it, practically new. So True Car, new or used, go True Car. Some features not available in all states. Matthew, 24, Dallas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
I have a question. I'm in therapy right now, and I feel like it's not progressing the way I want it to. And I think one of the major reasons is I don't have a realistic goal. I just have an abstract goal of get better.
And, mm-hmm. Are there some symptoms you want to control or to get better?
Yeah, I have depression, and I would prefer, you know, that go away.
Okay. Well, you can get medication can make that go away quickly while you work on the therapy.
Yeah, that's another thing for me. I'm kind of on the fence on taking antidepressants.
Okay, so I'm sure you've been told that's how to get better fast. Otherwise, it's going to take a while, like years.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's terribly unrealistic if you expect something to get better when you've refused certain kinds of treatment that can make it better fast.
Where do you think this depression is emanating from?
Not entirely sure. I think some of it is chemical imbalance or some kind of body thing.
Body thing? Oh, you mean a biological thing. Well, then it may not get better with talk therapy ever.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think it's a chemical imbalance?
Because I don't have, like, any childhood trauma that I'm aware of, and there's not a whole lot in my life that I should be this depressed over, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And you feel very depressed?
Not currently, but in the past couple of months, I was extremely depressed.
What's good about your life?
I have a lot of things that I care about that are really engaging.
Yeah. Like what?
Like music and pro wrestling.
You must love the honky tonk, man.
Yeah. So you
Troy doesn't know the honky tonk
no.
man. Well, you need to put up a picture of the honky tonk man.
So you are
Jericho's take on him.
Drew can marvel at my wit. And okay. When Drew sees the honky tonk man, he's going to go, yeah, okay. And completely. All right.
So you are better with your talk therapy then, if you were better than where you were before, which is maybe coincidental, because talk therapy may not be for the kind of depression you have. But in any event, I'm a little confused by your confusion. I'm a little confused by what you intend to do since you're calling all the shots. Oh, there's the honky tonk man. Well done.
Thank you, Drew.
Nice.
See, he's a pro wrestler, but he plays the guitar.
Yes.
See, he loves music and pro wrestling.
Fantastic.
See what I'm saying?
It's good. It's good.
It's good. Can you believe I was a D-minus student, Drew, with answers like that?
Impossible.
Impossible, right?
Yeah, you're making that all up.
Max Patty, you must marvel. You must marvel at what a horrible student I was and how I was so mislabeled.
It's crazy.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hey, Matthew?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if I didn't have to bring that up all the time. You know, it's weird because I'm feeling on you, and at age 24, I think almost every male's somewhat depressed at age 24 for some reason or another, or you kind of should be, but you seem a little deeper than most. Have you thought about going to a psychiatrist?
I'm looking for a new psychiatrist now. The last one I had was out of network. But I have a psychologist that I'm seeing right now.
So you have been on medication in the past?
Yes.
Okay. So and what medication were you taking?
I can't remember the antidepressants. Okay. It's too many.
Did it help?
Recently.
Did anything help?
It did, but I had a weird feeling of, like, disconnect.
Yeah, that's not good. That's no good. And not only that, you don't want to stay on there for a long time, of course, and you're working in therapy. That's good. I mean, listen, one of the main goals in therapy oftentimes is just crafting an ability to tolerate a new kind of closeness with another human. Filling yourself with a relationship can help your depression, and it's sounding to me like you're somebody that isolates, and you're doing, you know, you're into things that I'm not sure are social. And to the extent that
you're wrestling, it's social.
Are you spend a lot of time with other people?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
What do you do with music? Say you like music, but do you do anything with it?
I do make music, but a lot of it is just searching for new music
by himself. I'm telling you that connecting to other people is a critical process.
Agreed.
In therapy.
Do you play music with other people?
No.
He doesn't play music. He looks for it.
No, he said he played music, and then he said he made music, and then he looked for it. When you say make it, what is that?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, I have a digital audio workshop on my computer and make electronic music.
No wonder.
And so, look, it's all that stuff with computers and TVs and things that are non-connected to human beings. And so the one goal you should look for is getting a close connection to your therapist, and that takes a long time.
It's funny because he's so cryptic about music. It's like I knew when someone plays the piano or plays the guitar, they're up front with it. Instead, the ones who do it on the computer, it's like it takes a lot of searching to realize, oh, you're not a musician. Oh, you just do the computer thing. You do the thing anyone can do. But it starts off as I make music. Just, okay. All right. It was funny because I was picturing him like, if he's playing the saxophone, why not get out Wednesday nights and with your group or the gang or whoever and like work out? But he's doing the sort of solitaire,
everything's solitaire
version of that. Right.
The pro wrestling is by himself too, I assure you.
All right. Let's not be into pro wrestling either. It's a weird thing. Very homoerotic, I find.
It is, isn't it?
I file pro wrestling under comic books and, big fans of Star Trek or Star Wars. I file it all into the same department, which is wildly confused as to who is into this and why you would like to spend a substantial amount of your time following this. And then people come back to me all the time and go, "Ooh, you like cars." And it's like, yeah, but I work on them and I drive them and they're worth a lot of money.
The only one I can relate to it, it feels like a developmental arrest of some type, right?
Yes. Mixed with homoeroticism.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe when you're younger, those things all are kind of weirdly blended together.
Yes.
Because I remember when I was like 9, I was obsessed with like dragsters, drag racers.
Me too.
Yeah. And now I so much, and I don't have the mechanical skills that you have, or interest, or really technologies that you understand. So it goes away. It was just images that were sort of attractive to a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
but if you have a developmental arrest, it kind of stays attractive.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what you should be attracted to: ZipRecruiter. It's tough to find talent out there for your business. ZipRecruiter. Post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job. Unlike other sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. Over 80% of jobs posted get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or calls. Screen rate, manage your candidates in one place with their easy-to-use dashboard. And right now, my listeners, our listeners, can post their jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. All right, let's take a call here.
Yep.
Talk to Kevin, 28, from Mississippi. Kevin?
Adam, Drew, get it on.
Get it on, man.
Yeah, pro wrestling is the dumbest shit in the world, isn't it?
Well, it's weird, but I find the same thing about comic books and like getting really deep into Star Trek. I just feel like it's somebody else's band and you're dancing to it, and that's fine, but not for too long. Eventually want to kind of start your own band or move on to something else. Like, it's just a weird thing, but that's me. All right.
Yeah, you're weird.
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah. So what's up?
So I, Drew, I've taken 25 milligrams of Zoloft a day. I was up to 75, and I'm pretty much completely weaned myself off.
How much is 75, Drew?
That's modest. 50 is normal, very common. 100 is still common. So it's right in between, normal doses. And 25 is low.
25 is a lot.
Yeah, so I, I feel like I don't need it anymore. But whenever I stop for 2 or 3 days, I get this intense eye pain and like a buzzing.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's a very small percentage, but yes, people do get a Zoloft withdrawal. It's very common to get a Paxil withdrawal. It's very common to get an Effexor withdrawal. It's very unusual to get a Zoloft withdrawal, but I have had patients struggle with that for months. So whomever prescribed it needs to work with you on getting you off it. There's a number of things that they can use to sort of counteract some of that withdrawal, but it's still a pain in the ass. It needs to be done slowly.
Yeah, because I work in finance, too, so I'm looking at a computer screen all day, and it makes it even worse.
It's very unpleasant. I know. It's very unpleasant. It's kind of a buzzing moving forward in your head, and there can be even a little weird dizziness associated with it, and it's just very unpleasant.
It's horrible.
It's not dangerous, but unpleasant, and it persists. So you really, whoever prescribed it is to help you get off, and there is a number of different things that you can try to help mitigate some of those symptoms. But you're in for a bit of a haul here. It takes a little while, and I'm sorry.
What's going on in finance these days?
People are making a shitload of money right now, but you never know. Everything seems too easy right now.
What's your finance? Where are you in finance? What do you do?
I have my CFA, so I work in hedge funds and sort of an investment consulting role.
What kind of return are people looking for these days?
Well, you're getting, if you just did the S&P 500 this year, you would have got about 15-16%.
Wow.
And, you know, it's really been that way ever since 2008. But, you know, what goes up must come down. So it's a little scary right now, in my opinion.
But 15-16% when...
If you compound it, that's a big deal.
It is, and especially when banks were given 0.5%.
Right. And that, think about compounded. I mean, you double your money very quickly that way.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, obviously 10% in 10 years, you double your money, but 15-16% now.
Like 6 years.
Also, what's going on? Are they going to raise the interest rates? And where are we going to be at the end of the year?
Yeah, well, so right now I think they're basically pricing in 2 interest rate hikes, but they're not even going to be big. So it's already
priced in. People are it's coming. They know it's whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah. What is the interest rate like on a home mortgage now?
Like 3.25, maybe a little more than
still
that.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Really crazy.
Yeah, it's very low.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, buddy. Good luck, man. Talk to the doctor, prescribe me. You'll be fine. But don't be worried that it's dangerous. Don't be worried that it's never going to go away. But it is a nuisance, and it's a little bit of a struggle. Hey, here's something that is not a nuisance. Well, here's something that is a nuisance, which is bad breath.
Yeah.
Bad breath is a nuisance, and you can get rid of it with absolute reliability with Smart Mouth. The reason I can say that is because they use zinc ion technology, which binds to the bacteria, forcing it to stop producing the sulfur gas that is the bad breath, or at least part of the bad breath. That's the important part. It's the part that smells bad. It's a dual solution oral rinse. It's the only activated mouthwash clinically proven to instantly eliminate bad breath and prevent it from coming back for 12 hours. So let's think about that. The only activated mouthwash proven eliminate bad breath now and then prevents it from coming back for 12 hours. That's zinc ion. And, of course, you know, how can you feel confident meeting people at work, social situations? It's the ultimate saboteur is just even thinking about your breath. You don't have to do it. Visit smartmouth.com. Find it also at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS, or wherever you shop. That is Smart Mouth, smartmouth.com.
All right. You can see me this Saturday if you're out in Chicago at Park West. 2 shows coming out there Saturday night. Not Taco Bell material. 1-man show. Then October 13th, Minneapolis Music Hall. And October 14th, Nashville Polk Theater. Check that out. Go to AdamCarolla.com. We got live podcasts all over the place. And then we have the live 1-man shows as well. And Chassis, got lots of shows, got lots of content over there, movies and things like that, getting ready to come out with our next documentary, so we'll keep you posted on that. CHASSY.com, Corolla Drinks, say hi to Lynette, and all that good stuff. Drew,
go
what
to
you got?
Doctor.com, check out our family of podcasts. We appreciate the support.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew Saint, mahalo.